Hello, thank you for contacting Arch for housing assistance. Help determine the best program for you and your needs. I have a short assessment I'd like to complete with you. Are you homeless and need a house assistance? Are you behind on rent?
Homeless.
Your first and last name?
Jasmine Davis.
Jasmine Davis.
Yes.
What's your telephone number?
334-419-7161.
7161? Yeah. You have an email address? You don't have to put it if you don't want to.
No, ma'am.
Could you provide me with your social?
144-908229.
Are you a veteran?
No.
What is your date of birth?
8/21/85.
What is your race?
African American.
Okay. Your zip code?
36703.
You said 36701?
36701, yes.
Huh?
Yes, 36701.
Are you Hispanic, non-Hispanic, don't know, or refuse?
Non-Hispanic.
What city do you live in?
Selma, Alabama.
Okay. What county do you live in?
Dallas.
Dallas?
Yes.
What is your last permanent or current address?
1602 Martin Luther King.
How long have you been homeless?
About 3 months.
When did you become homeless?
About 4 months. I've been staying with some friends, though.
Okay. Have you been laid off from work?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for ERA rental assistance?
No.
Have you received an eviction notice?
No.
Have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of the COVID-19?
No.
Are you head household, ma'am?
No.
Is this about you or someone else?
It's about me.
Okay, so are you a head household or another member in the family?
Are you talking about, like, something having to do with my job or something?
No, this is about you, your house. Like, I'm asking you questions.
I don't have a house.
So, what
yes,
are you...
ma'am.
I'm filling out this it's an assessment I'm doing. So, I have to ask her questions.
Okay.
So, that's why I'm asking these questions. And she sounds confused.
She really don't understand.
Yeah.
Like I said, she had been living with some friends, and you know, her husband put her out. She don't have nowhere to go. She was living with me. She's homeless, and she needs somewhere to stay.
So I'm asking. So this is what I'm asking. This question is saying, are you the head of household or another member in the family? Like, is she another member in the family, or was she a head of household's child? Is she the head of household spouse or partner or other family member or not related to the person seeking assistance?
She don't have anywhere to stay. She don't even have a house. She don't have an apartment. She don't have nothing.
No, it's asking these questions because it's trying to figure out the assessment. Is before
okay,
I send the assessment over, they're trying to figure out like everything about her before they give her a call in a few days and stuff. So I have to ask all these questions because it's going to be sent over. So I was asking, is she a head of household or is she the household of a child? Is she a head of household of a spouse?
You mean as is she? No, she's not. No.
Okay, is she a other member? Is she a other family member?
No.
So she's not related to the person seeking assistance. She's the person that's seeking assistance.
Yes, ma'am.
So I need to know if she's head of household child, head of household spouse, a partner, or other family member. Would you want to say head of household or spouse since she's with her husband?
No, she's not with her husband anymore.
But she was.
Yeah, she was.
So I'm going to put head of household spouse or partner.
Okay.
So how many adults with her? Just one?
Yes.
Okay. How many children?
Right now, she's 9 months pregnant, so she don't have any kids as of now, but she's due any day now.
Has she received her COVID vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have documented disability?
No.
Okay. What is her monthly income?
Very low, about
zero?
800.
Or 800.
About 800, between 500 and 800. It's not much.
Okay. Your case has been submitted. You receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after assessment, please call 334-273-0668 and hit selection 2.
Okay.
So I submitted the case.
Like
I submitted the
Can I write that number down?
Mm-hmm. I submitted the assessment over to the company. So they'll be ending up calling her, or she can call them. It's the number that you called.
Okay, ma'am, but how long you think it's going to be?
I'm not sure. I just do the assessments for them.
Okay. Ma'am, I got another question.
Yes.
Although she's working, but she has a lower income, would they still help her?
I'm not sure. I can't answer those questions because I just do assessments for them, for the Royal Collision.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't have any information.
Okay. Well, do you know when they'll call her? Would it be soon?
It'll be in a couple of days.
In a couple of days?
Mm-hmm. That's what my thing says. Your case has been submitted. You receive a follow-up call in the next few days.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. You have a nice day.
Did you get the number?
Okay, you can repeat it for me. You said 273-0668.
And hit number 2 when you're calling that number. Sometimes they'll transfer you back to us, because they'll probably be out of the office, but you just call again and hit selection 2, and you'll probably be able to talk to someone in their office.
Okay, and you said in the next couple of days, call?
They will call you. But if you have any additional questions, you can call them.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
yes.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.